Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 17, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter the 17th of September 2019. I see the world as separate pixels in a black and white picture. The more pixels I distinguish, shapes, colors, the sharper, deeper my perception across all the axes, past, present, future, and I the creator common soul. But all this is still in a binary form, the light-dark contrast. We will become a single Kli, the way it was before the breakage, all due to the infinite number of screens. The attitude toward the desire to enjoy will become so corrected that we will achieve an integral constant connection. We need to have such a connection between us as if there are no barriers. Our connecting pipes, made of desire to receive, restriction, screen, and the reflected light, should fill the whole space, as if the waves of the sea were between us, connecting us without any barriers. If I annul myself, removing the difference between darkness and light, wishing for darkness to become reflective of my new desire armed with restriction, screen, and the reflected light, I come to perceive the upper reality, feeling it as the creator. Uniqueness of the Creator, Part 10. Consequence of the influence of the upper light. Question: I exist in some capacity and does the upper force constantly affect me? Can I call it upon myself? Answer: Of course. But only to the extent that you are in the right environment. Through this environment you can invoke the upper force, and in no other way. You can enter integration, mutual communication, with it only if you try to unite with the kind of people who have the same goal, to achieve some sort of equivalence with the light. Then, if you make small movements toward this, the light immediately changes in its movement toward you and moves you toward itself. Question: How can I feel it? How will it be expressed? Answer: It will be expressed in you beginning to love others more, appreciating and understanding that they are necessary for your development. But this is still egoistic. Question: Is this called a sensation of the Creator? Answer: No, this is not yet a sensation of the Creator. This is a consequence of the impact of the upper light. Other changes will then slowly occur, your birth in the spiritual world, in the quality of light. Remark: To love others, to treat them kindly is good. But for me the sensation of the Creator is something that infinitely fills me. My comment: This is true, but it happens in accordance with your attitude toward others. Remark: You narrow everything down to some kind of relationship. My comment: I narrow this down absolutely clearly and concretely. Kabbalah is a concrete and practical science. Therefore, in no case, do I want to confuse my listeners. Kabbalah does not say a word about anything abstract. Only in a group can you master it and make sure that it is right. Question: Is the group just a means? Answer: Yes, and then it becomes the source of correction, a technique, and the goal. In the group, as in a spiritual partsuf, in the soul, the Creator is revealed. Question: What gives a person a sense of the Creator? Answer: One passes into another state, into another world, into another dimension. A person begins to understand what happened to him throughout his life, and where this leads him. One parts with one's ideas about life and death, and does not fear death. A person becomes immortal. One understands everything that happens. A person becomes driven solely by one thing: how to help everyone else achieve the same state. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 10, 2018. How to develop the point in the heart. Question: Does a Kabbalist explore the world, not with the usual five senses, but with a new instrument called the screen, Masach? Answer: Yes. It is an anti-egoistic quality that we develop in ourselves by studying Kabbalah. In every person, there is an embryo of the quality of bestowal and love for others, but it is just an embryo, what is called a small point in the heart that exists in his egoistic heart. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains how to develop this point, like a seed planted in the ground that begins to grow. We explore corporeal sciences subjectively. The wisdom of Kabbalah, however, tells us how we can plant our altruistic seed in egoism, and through the correct connection between us, it will grow and give us a new altruistic force. Therefore, with the help of Kabbalah or the screen, an additional sensory organ, we can explore the true reality, which our egoism does not disturb. From Kab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, the 13th of December 2018. New Life Number 1151. Attracting Abundance into Our Lives.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Eitman. Hello, Dr. Eitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Eitman about the possibility of creating the reality that we want. We're living in a certain reality. Maybe we'd like to improve it, shape it a bit differently. This is what we're going to talk about today. Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, this is something that really interests me and many more people. The question of how can we draw abundance into our life, achieve what we want. And today people start more and more understanding that our universe isn't something strictly physical, but it's also something energetic, that there are different frequencies. And our inner state brings about the different situations that we deal with in life. And many people would like to learn how can they change themselves or to learn how to direct themselves in order to draw what they want, in order to shape their reality. And we'd like to learn what's right, what's not, how to do it correctly, and we'll start with the question of, is it true to say that our universe isn't solely physical, but also energetic? Energetic is also physical. If I'm a sack of electrolytes, for example, you as a well-read woman understand this. And if I'm in a certain field, and around the earth there's a big field that comes from the sun and what earth itself generates and so on, so it influences the electrolytes inside of me. So sure, I depend on it. So is it physical? Is it spiritual? Is it energetic? What is it? I don't exactly understand what level would you like us to talk on. I understand that the transition that people gradually do is from what you see is what you have onto a different set of laws of things that we don't necessarily see. The different magnetic fields around us, not only magnetic, by the way, is it physical? It is. My grandmother, she was an electrical engineer, and she said there are fields here that we don't see, and so on. And as an engineer, she understood that this is something that exists in nature. Therefore, we have to see these things gradually, from the more materialistic things, physical things, like any baby takes something, puts it in his mouth in order to find out what that is. This is for sure by instinct. I've taken it to my mouth. I know what it is. Even in his mother's womb, he sucks his finger. And this is how we advance. And after this simple mechanism where we have physical contact, we reach different kinds of connections through the internet, frequencies, thoughts, desires. We understand that our planet is one big thought with many different levels and particular thoughts, that there is this one big understanding of mankind, that mankind generates like this very big ball of knowledge, media, and this is all around our planet, and it influences everyone, and this is how we advance. Now, besides what we generate, there is also what nature generates around us, forming great big fields, and this is what we live in. So, here we already rise to such degrees where, what does it mean, a field of desire, or a field of thought, or of influence? We know that we can influence each other, and if we think about something together, can we make a difference? Suppose 1.5 billion Chinese people, if they think one thought, will it influence our planet? I don't know. Maybe this is what they're doing. Only we don't know where does it come from. Meaning there are many things here that we don't understand, that we're not aware of, that we don't know. And so this is the question. Should we investigate this or not? Should we study it? According to our situation today, sure we should. Because from day to day we're in a certain kind of deterioration. First of all, what most worries everyone is the financial deterioration and the deterioration in education and in the relationships between people and in families and in kindergartens and in everything that we have in society. And therefore, it's good for us to know, what is this influence? Where does it come from? Where we're less and less taking each other into consideration at home, on the street, on the roads, in classrooms, and so on. We're like losing control. Yeah. And also personally, a person would like to know how to generate a better reality in life. This is already beyond this, meaning not only to run from the bad, but also to generate something good, to form a good reality, not an imaginary one, obviously. He wants to draw into his reality, into his relationship, good health, a good life, livelihood. This is what people would like to know. I'd like to be able to program it, even to draw it. Exactly, to change my thoughts, my desires, what I feel, in order to be able to draw what I want from the universe. The idea is that there's this like law that similar things are attracted, that if I'm similar to what I want in life, I'll draw it. It's true, there is such a law. It's called the law of equivalence of form, that if I try to be good, for example, then I draw to myself, usually, good forces, or the other way around, and so on. So what is there to talk about here? So this is the question. What does it mean that if I'll be good, I'll draw good things? For example, a person who doesn't have enough money, that's in financial distress, he feels all the time that he doesn't have enough. By feeling that he doesn't have enough, that he wants more, he'll draw greater lack to himself because this is his inner state. No, it doesn't work so simply. It's not a linear formula with a small coefficient between the cause and consequence. So, what then? Because there are different simplistic perceptions. What is the true law of equivalence of form? The law of equivalence of form means that if I want for there to appear a special phenomenon in society, then I have to build a society, and to act this phenomenon out in society, in that society, as if I'm already experiencing this, as if I'm already in that phenomenon in life, and then by our actions we will draw this phenomenon for it to really appear. Because all the forces that exist around us. We're really enveloped in them. Good, bad, doesn't matter what kind, and it depends on us, what do we choose? In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called that I am in the infinite surrounding light. Light is a force, and it surrounds us, surrounds our planet, and it's infinite, both in terms of its forces and also in terms of its abilities, possibilities, opportunities, and according to what we're drawn to, we draw one or another kind of influence from it. So this is the way people see it. So what's the problem? They should get organized and will want and succeed somehow in becoming similar to that good force, and then it'll influence them for sure. They'll draw it. The entire problem is just to organize the people for them to know how to draw the force of good. Why do we have to get organized as a group in order to draw this force? Because each of us is an egoist, and he will not be able to draw the force of good on his own. Why? Because I'm an egoist. How can I want the force of good? The force of good is the force of love, bestowal, giving. I don't know if giving is necessarily what bothers me. What bothers me is my relationships. Can I make a living and so on? You'll have that, but only as a result of these forces. So how can I draw that into my life? You have to get organized in a society. Why can't I draw it by myself? Because you're an egoist. But to have a good relationship, good livelihood, good this, good that, nothing will come out. From day to day, from year to year, things will only become worse. People see that they're not succeeding in anything. Why? Because each of us is a small individual egoist, and that's that. And if a person wants to be good, he wants for nature to influence him in a good way. Good means bestowal, love, giving, warmth, a hug. Then I have to generate these kinds of forces from myself, and then I will get them from nature. I need to want these forces by making these kinds of efforts of being this way, and maybe I simply can't. And if I can't, but I want to be, then this is how I'll draw this force from nature. We see that a person that, suppose he wants to be a scientist, an athlete, something. So he simply has to be drawn to it. He has to aspire for it. He has to come closer to it as much as he can. So exactly the same way, if I want to be healthy or rich, I need to really want it. This is what you're saying? Yeah? I really need to want to be healthy, rich, succeed in my career. But it's not enough to want it. You have to try and do it in practice to realize it. Okay, this I understand too. So that's it? If that was it, then I wouldn't need your advice, Dr. Leitman, because I really want to be healthy. I'm trying to be healthy, but it doesn't really work out. So how can I draw? You previously said that a person can draw good forces into his life, and to draw, I don't exactly understand from where, but from the field that surrounds us. Okay, so I'd like to get better health from this field. What is the precise formula in order to bring it into my life? You have to build a system of relationships between us that will suit that field, that'll match it. I want to be healthy. Suppose if we're talking about health. Yeah? What are the practical steps that I have to take? You have to organize a society that all of you together want to be healthy. And you help each other in being healthy. And to work out, eat healthy food and so on, but it's something that you do in practice. And then what follows is that even where you do or don't succeed, you start feeling how everywhere in nature you feel that there are these kinds of discernments that come to you, opportunities, and that by that you can be more and more engaged in it by the mutual support that you give each other in this group and so on. Okay, I have a very concrete question. In this state where I want to draw good health, better health into my life, and suppose we have a group that, I don't know, we work out together or whatever, do you recommend me to think more about the health that I need or to imagine that I'm already healthy? Should I imagine the picture that I would want to have, that I want to be in, or to focus on the health that I'm lacking? It's more correct to see yourself already healthy, but along with it, to do different actions in order to reach it. Otherwise, you can, you know, fantasize that I'm already healthy, I'm a hero, I'm an athlete, and in the meantime, God forbid, I'm laying and can't move. So, first of all, you really have to want it. Then you have to do it in practice. And another thing is to be a part of the group that does it together. Yes, because it's not enough for me to just keep myself in my desire for it all the time, because a person's desire changes all the time. And if I'm with other people like myself, then someone's more, someone's less, but this is how we live our life, so that there's always someone who has a good and correct desire, and we try to follow him. Okay, now I want to better understand our relationship with this field. Suppose we get organized in a group, we have a common goal, we want to be healthy, we do everything, we eat healthy, we work out, we imagine what we want to achieve and so on. Can you explain how this mutual desire, common desire that we develop influence this field? What comes from the field? How does the communication work? What is that field? How do we connect to it? I understood more or less the input that we have to put into the system. Now if you can describe the feedback that we get from the system. How does the communication work? Suppose I have a computer, it's connected to the internet, could be connected to the cloud, to whatever. I understand more or less how it works. How does this, or according to what laws, does our connection to that field work in order for information to flow in the fastest possible way? The broader the band, the better the communication. What is that field and how do we work with it? According to how you erupted, I understand that it's very important for you. I think everyone wants to be healthy and successful and rich and this and that, but it doesn't happen. Why? Because probably they don't know how to communicate with this field that you said all the abundance exists in. So probably there's something wrong about our communication, or it's insufficient. There are probably a few more things that I don't know. So this is what we'd like to learn. Good. I'll answer gladly. Please. Okay. So, first of all, how do we get in touch with this field? This field is called light, the upper light, or a field of force, but abstract force. And it depends on us, how do we invite it? First of all, it depends on the amount of people, the concentration of their desire, the extent to which they become as one, the extent to which they want to use this force in a good or bad way, for the sake of others, to the benefit of others. So accordingly, we can connect the field. Meaning, in us, there is a vessel that can generate our connection to that field, to the extent to which we use this vessel in Hebrew, kli, correctly. Vessel meaning desire. So, if I, A, want to connect to this field, which is the abstract upper light, this is how it's called in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and from this upper abstract light, I want to receive the knowledge, the forces, new qualities, new forces, different kinds of changes, changes in myself, in my relationships with others, everything that exists in the relationship between man and his world. If this is the demand for change that I reach, then, if so, accordingly, I also have to organize a group where I want to be included with many other people, where the more people, the more forces, obviously. And to the extent to which we skip over our private particular desires, everyone has a private desire of their own, private interest, and we focus only on what's mutual, in a mutual direction, toward a mutual form. We scrutinize, what do we want? We want to be connected to that upper force, that upper light, for it to change us, for it to give us forces, connection, and so on. And then by that, by our correct yearning, to the extent to which we generate inside us the good future form, our good future form, then by that, we raise this demand. We touch this upper force, this field, with our desire, and then it influences us according to the quantity and quality of our requests. So if I envision my preferable state individualistically, what I want, a good relationship, livelihood, this, that, I want to imagine what I want, and then I do what I need in order to attain it. Why is it not enough in order for me to be able to have the good life that I want? Because your action, his action, doesn't matter whose, is egoistic. Even if I think that maybe it's to the benefit of, what you think doesn't matter. You can't breach the boundaries of your own nature. You can't come out of it. You're inside your ego, and it doesn't change. But when you connect to other people, and you really want to, how to put it, you really want to connect with them in one desire, like it says, as one man and one heart, and you're even interested in breaking down all the walls, boundaries, distances between you in order to really have one desire, then accordingly you influence this field, and the field influences you, that you're inside this one big common mutual desire with everyone else, and then it works. What works? The mutual influence between your common mutual desire and the field. And what do we draw? We'll draw good health, relationship, livelihood, anything that you want to depict correctly that works to the benefit of society, of the collective, of the connection. You can't be a group of criminals and to plan how do you harm mankind. No, not necessarily to harm someone, but, you know, something good for ourselves. Usually it goes together. We want to realize our dreams. Yeah. What's so bad about it? I want to feel good. Let's be concrete. Health. Let's take that as an example. So we need a mutual desire to be healthy, and if you have a common mutual desire to be healthy, and you want for this mutual desire to really influence all of you, and from you also to the rest of the world, to everyone, as much as you can imagine it, then it works. You'll feel a change. Do we have to do some special exercises? many exercises daily. What do these exercises do? The exercises mean that you connect to the field and invite its influence over you, not you, but this collective of people. And to the extent to which you're integrated in this collective, you get forces from there. What exercise, for example, can you give us? Exercises in how to connect, how to turn to this field, how do we turn to it? In every possible way. So we ask, do we also imagine the preferable state, how we come closer to it? So can we actually draw any kind of reality this way, or are there things that we can do? Whatever you can want, whatever you can desire, any kind of reality that you can desire, you can't imagine some kind of delusional or unrealistic reality and to ask for it. It's not a request and, you know, it's frivolity. But something that you really need to realize the correct life. The correct life is that you, all of you, want to be correctly interconnected all the time in order to be connected to that field all the time and to be in a mutual kind of influence with that field and to continue this way. And what results can we see? Because many times people say that you have to let go in order to see the results, that these are part of things that block you. I asked, I did what I need to, now the universe will do what's right. What's the correct attitude in regard to our desire in order to see results? I don't think that it's exactly correct, even though that here too there's something, but I don't think so. I think that you have to push the desire until you realize it. And on the way, of course, you should examine the state that you're in, what are we getting, how can we change ourselves in order to correct ourselves all the time, to correct our errors along the way. How do people feel when they start experiencing the right frequency? They feel that they're in a mutual connection with that field. It's like you perceive a certain wave on your radio. That's how it works. What is that wave? The wave is that I influence the field and the field influences us. That's very interesting. I feel that there is much more to this. Yeah, but all in all, it's the same principle. That's just one. And can you define it? The extent to which we together can create a common mutual desire that will suit the desire that exists in that field that encompasses us all around the planet. And what desire exists in that field? The good that does good. And in that group, there can be people that want different things, but they can all connect to this one field, or they should have the same desire. What do you mean different things? Someone wants a better relationship, better job, better health. It doesn't matter. Everyone wants the force of good to act in them. You can't say, I want this, and tomorrow, no, tomorrow. Everyone wants the force of good. The force of good is the force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection that then influences everyone correctly. Dr. Lightman, this really gives lots of hope. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.